Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Patrick Madrid Show, where I have an echo in my headphones. An echo in my headphones. It sounds like a 60s British invasion song. But Cyrus, seriously, could you fix that for me? Because all I hear is me in my headphones. 888-914-9149 is the number to call if you'd like to be on the program. There we go. No more echo in my headphones. Thank you, Cyrus. I don't know what you did, but that was great. Thank you.
Only the best for you.
Thank you. I feel very, very loved this morning. Oh, and I wanted to also reiterate a shout-out that I gave to all the moms out there. I did this on Twitter, just a shout-out to all the moms who are bravely and courageously even defending their kids and teaching them their kids and guiding their kids in, as I put it, this present darkness. And what prompted me to write that tweet, you'll see it, and I put a picture that I thought really sort of exemplifies this. You'll understand when you see the picture. I just wanted to say thank you to all the moms who are doing that. And let's begin by asking our mom in heaven, Our Lady, to pray for us as we begin Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, thinking about Our Lady and how she prays for us and defends us, I was thinking about all the moms out there who are doing the same thing, especially with kids who are in school and who are, you know, suffering the ravages of a lot of the ideologies that are going around right now. We talk about that fairly frequently on the program, so you know what I'm talking about. But I would like to draw your attention to this story, and this is what prompted me to put that post on Twitter last night. Michigan mom rescues four children from inferno, recovering with burns on 60% of her body. Listen to this. Talk about a courageous mother who will go to any lengths to defend her children. The Michigan mother of four and her children are all alive because of her heroic actions, but they've lost everything and nearly lost the woman who's raising them and saved their lives. Her name is Michaela Vish. Her home in Chelsea caught fire on Tuesday. She and her young children, from an infant to a 13-year-old, were inside. The fire spread quickly, and through the smoke and the flames, she was able to get three of her children out. She was burnt over 60% of her body. And she has both first and second and third degree burns. This according to, it looks as though it's a first responder. I would expect no less from her. She always has been a spitfire. She's extremely determined. It didn't surprise me at all. But she got three of her children out. Six-year-old Torin was still inside. So her mom says, as I understand it, it was an inferno and she just braced herself for it until she found Torin. She has many tubes in her. She can't talk. She's wrapped up like a mummy. I'm hearing music now. That's interesting.
Because she's a hero. I'm playing.
What is this? What is this music?
I Need a Hero.
What is this music?
All right.
What is I Need a Hero? What is that?
You don't know this song?
No.
All right.
I was probably praying while you were listening to this
Bonnie Tyler
acid rock.
You should have been all over that.
I definitely
You dropped the ball on that one. All right.
I guess, back to this
wonderful mom who saved her kids.
Yes, I mean, can you imagine, Cyrus? She gets burned on the way out. Three children. She saves them. She realizes the fourth one's still in there. So she just goes back in. They're doing skin graft surgery this morning. She's got a lot of burns on her feet and her hands. The wife of one of the firefighters on the scene started a GoFundMe page for this hero mom, which has raised already $100,000 as of last Friday. So in the just space of 3 or 4 days, $100,000 raised. Brenna Link said, every mom thinks that they would do that, but they don't have to. It's never actually a real thing. This mom risked her life for her children and she lost everything. No, I don't think she lost everything. I think she gained everything because the house can be replaced. The clothing, the items in the house can all be replaced. Obviously, the children can't, and she did save them. She saved everything of importance. They're saying that she may be in the hospital for 8 months. Her mother said she is a woman of great faith and prayer, and I think that, along with her very spitfire personality, is what's getting her through. It gives me the courage to know this is going to work. That's a beautiful story. And I just love the fact that this mother, against all odds, said, I'm going back in to save my child. Love that story. So, yes, a shout out to all of you moms and dads, too. Naturally, when I posted that on Twitter, naturally, somebody pops up. Well, dads deserve a shout out, too. Yeah, but this wasn't a shout out to the dads. Come on. This is for the moms. We'll get to the dads. Don't worry about that. 888-914-9149. Let's go to the phone. Saul in Chicago. Thanks for calling and welcome.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I have a question about things. If one were to draw a graph, kind of quantify not only the number of things, but also the level of sanctity, the you know, like maybe the level of heaven that they reach, you know, like maybe became doctors of the church or something like that. Over time, from Jesus' time till today, or maybe even before Jesus, from the prophets and
are you asking me if we have some way of knowing, like, what degree of glory somebody's at?
Well, that, and also if we were to quantify or like the number of canonizations over time, would they be going up or going down, or, you know, with the advent of secularism and atheism, agnosticism, and so forth?
Okay. All right. Well, you have a couple interesting questions in there. The first one is we don't have any way of knowing what degree of glory somebody is at. There seem to be various degrees of glory. Everybody who's in heaven is a saint, of course. So, no, as to the first question, I'm not aware of anything like that where we could know. I suppose when we get to heaven, we'll find out, and we'll be looking around and seeing where everybody is. That'll be fun. Now, as far as canonizations go, I don't know that I've ever been asked that question, but I can say that, obviously, if you start at zero and then you add more and more canonizations, they're certainly going up. But I don't know if proportionate to other times or other eras, whether or not there's significantly more canonizations. I would have to think probably there are, would be my guess. And certainly in the 20th century and into the 21st century now, we've seen quite a few canonizations. I really haven't studied to see, like, in the year 1809, how many canonizations there were. That'd be an interesting study. I've never seen any data on that. So I guess that's about what I can tell you, Saul. But here's a blue ribbon for the most interesting question of the show so far. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you. We are in Pledge Drive mode. This is the first day of Pledge Drive. As you know, we pray the Memorare at the beginning of each hour, asking Our Lady to pray with us and for us so that we can meet our goal of, well, we're going to talk about that. Mary Graham and I are going to be, we're together again as we are four times a year to do Pledge Drive. So we'll be talking about what our specific issues are right now. But to get us started, why don't you listen to the special message from our executive director, Father Rocky.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio. It's Momentum Monday, day one of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. Please help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. And today only, our thank you gift for a donation of $20 a month is our Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. It's 5 by 7 inches, so you can easily pop it in your purse or computer bag. Do you keep a prayer journal? I think keeping a prayer journal is a great spiritual tool. It can spur profound reflection, which in turn can lead to clarity of thought. You can make your tax-deductible donation on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. Giving online is best, but if calling is your only option, our number is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
We need to get this day off to a great start. And how does that happen? Simply by you joining the family. It's real easy. We need to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You know, you tune in every single day here and listen to Patrick Madrid and the nuggets that we get every single day. And today was like, I got to be honest, I was kind of happy because we finally found a song that Patrick didn't know. That doesn't happen often.
That is true. Yeah, he got me on that one, Mary. And by the way, Mary,
I even knew that one, and I don't know any of them.
I still don't even know what that's from. Is that from a TV show or what? I don't know. But I do know that, as you said, Mary, this is the first day of Pledge Drive. We've got to get off to a strong start. We have a large goal, but every time we have Pledge Drive, God intervenes with his grace and everybody's generosity, and we make it. Now, on this program and the other programs as well, you hear people on a regular basis, nearly a daily basis, explaining how listening to Relevant Radio has changed their lives, restored marriages, brought people back to the sacraments, getting back to Mass and praying again. Sometimes really dramatic stories. And for me, that's half the fun of doing the program, is listening to you and your stories. So I'm asking you today, Mary and I both are, to help us continue doing what we're doing so we can continue changing lives.
Visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And I can, you know, speak as a listener. Half the fun is when it's somebody calls in with a call and you already know the answer and you're in your car, in your house, shouting the answer out. It's like being on a game show here with Patrick Madrid. It only happens with your help and your support. We need you to call now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need to start this day off great with a hot start. We need your help to do that. Relevantradio.com. You can use your smartphone on your app or your tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123.
Mary, as you know, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the morning, today only, Monday, we have a special thank you gift for anyone who makes a donation of $20 per month or a one-time gift of $240. Whether you join us for daily Mass or you pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy with Drew Mariani or the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky, or if you make use of the numerous written and audio prayers on the Relevant Radio app, we're dedicated to helping you deepen your prayer life. So please help us during Pledge Drive.
That's 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app, a simple $20 a day, and that gift is yours.
This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio and relevantradio.com.
All right, let's get this road show back on the road. We'll start with Matt now in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Good morning, Matt. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. I'm praying for you guys in the pledge drive. What you guys are doing is great.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put the blame on you, Patrick, for making me really reflect on this question.
Okay.
Because it's come up in some of your previous conversations and your social media clips that you make. I want to talk about kind of natural family planning and contraception. So basically my question is, maybe I'm misunderstanding NFP, natural family planning. Basically my question is, under NFP, it's kind of my understanding that you can quote unquote play the game of a female's body and kind of choose when you want to do the mom and dad thing together and kind of use that to help either space out children or minimize the chance of conceiving a child if you're not quite ready yet for whatever reason. I guess if you can kind of use that as a method of kind of controlling when your best chances of having a child is, why can't you use contraception as that method instead? Because both get you to the end goal of kind of avoiding a child in a certain time period of your life.
Right. So very good. So let's say, by way of analogy, let's say that your goal was, so in your scenario, the goal is to not have a child. And so let's just, by way of analogy, say, what if your goal was to lose weight? Well, it would be a similar difference between eating all the food you want, just enjoying the delicious, savory, succulent food as much as you want till you're beyond full, and then you go into the other room and you barf it all back up again. So there's no responsibility, there's no nutrition, there's no effect on you. Well, I mean, there will be effects, but let's just say for the moment, all those calories are now gone out of your body, but you enjoyed the pleasure of eating without the responsibility that goes with it. To eat responsibly, to eat, you know, a proper amount, to eat the right kind of food, not eat bad foods, etc. So this is only an analogy, but I think it's a serviceable analogy. So by comparison, when the husband and the wife enjoy the pleasure of the marriage act and they use contraception, they're negating the very message that the Marriage Act is expressing, which is a mutual self-giving and a total self-giving, which means I give you everything and I don't hold anything back. I'm not holding back fertility or anything like that. So that is the equivalent, in an analogous way, of eating as much food as you want, enjoying the pleasure of it, and then barfing it all back up again. Versus if your goal was to lose weight, rather than eat that delicious meal, you decide to fast from it. So you're not abusing a good thing, you're just simply refraining from using it. And in the case, by way of analogy, of the marital act, when the husband and the wife, when they refrain using NFP, they're not making use of the gift that they have. They're not making use of this good of marriage in a way that would frustrate its goal. They're just simply refraining from making use of it. And I think the analogy is pretty clear, so I don't know that I need to explain it further. But does that make sense?
No,
to you?
I agree with you, and I'm working on getting there, and I can see the logic. The only two hang-ups that I'm trying to get over right now is that, you know, using that same analogy of losing weight, you know, I'm trying to get over the hump of trying to think of it differently. And like, this is just two different weight loss programs or two different exercise programs, right? You're still.
Which one do you think your doctor would approve medically? Fasting intermittently or bulimia?
Well,
which do you think the medical doctor would give you a thumbs up for?
Oh, I completely agree with you. The bulimia is not the choice, but if it's, you know, there's also a bonding that happens between the marital act, right? It's chemicals and whatever are released, mm-hmm. so it's very good for married couples, you know, to do the act, right? Because it brings you closer.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yep. So that's just my hang-up. Is just I feel like NFP is kind of a form of contraception, although I do agree with you.
Well, that's like saying that fasting is kind of a form of bulimia. Fasting is not kind of a form of bulimia. It's not bulimia. It's fasting. It's different.
Yeah.
You know. So, I mean, there are good ways to achieve a goal, and there are bad ways to achieve a goal. And the fact that it's the same goal doesn't mean that the bad way to achieve a goal is not bad. So the goal itself isn't...
That's a good point.
Yeah. So the goal itself can be a good goal, but you can go after that goal in a bad way or a good way. But the fact that they both have the same goal doesn't mean that the two ways are the same. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that helps. That helps. And I think that's kind of a hump that I'm trying to get over is just, because that's what I'm saying, right? I'm saying that they're kind of getting you to the same spot. So it's kind of like, well, why won't you choose the one that, you know, is the more wholesome, or it's going to lead to you being more happy and connected to each other too, because you're going to be talking about, you know, her fertility and whatnot too. It's going to lead to better things. I understand that. It's one of those things that, like you said, and to other callers, I think is you grow up with this, right? Where you make a choice when you're in your teens, and you're just used to always doing things that way because you're kind of told it's in your best interest and your health, and it's. Like I said, I'm blaming you because there's some of the stuff that you say, it's kind of a wake-up call once in a while. And
yeah, I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame. Okay. But at least you're thinking about it. Well, there are a lot of people who just sleepwalk their way through marriage, sleepwalk their way through life, and they never really give it a thought. So kudos to you.
Yeah, and I appreciate you taking my call. I know you answered questions multiple times, so don't get frustrated and keep going, because I know sometimes, you know, not everybody hears certain sections. So
indeed,
appreciate what you guys are doing.
Indeed, indeed. Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate the phone call. And it's certainly an important question that people need to think about. And for those who are not familiar with that term, NFP, that stands for Natural Family Planning. And if that term is new to you, what it essentially means is that, of course, the way God designed the human body, women have a natural fertility cycle every month. Now, you ladies, you don't need me to tell you this. I understand that. But maybe for the men or the younger men who haven't really been told anything about it, I'm directing these comments to you. So that natural fertility cycle is something that can be observed, and you can have a very high degree of accuracy over time when you do what's called charting. You actually have a physical paper chart where you can make certain observations about the fertility cycle. And when you've done that over the space of several months, you can begin to get an idea of the wife's cycle. And once that is more or less sort of charted and you know, then at that time, NFP is where the couple decides to abstain for a time. And that way, they're making use of this natural cycle that God has created. And it's a way of, kind of like I said a little while ago, it's kind of like fasting, where you do without something that you would otherwise have a right to enjoy, but you do without it for the goal of spacing out children, maybe due to health reasons, for example, or maybe a financial problem, that kind of thing. Those would all be examples of where you may decide to make that decision. Let's go to Ashley in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, Patrick. I'd like to piggyback off the previous caller's NFP question.
Yeah.
And I was married a couple years ago, went through the NFP training at church, mm-hmm. and always had like this question of, can you or are you using NFP with a contraceptive mentality? And can you do that? And is that wrong? And the more I've looked into it, I've thought the answer is yes. Could you clarify that?
Yeah, well, I think that is true, that you can have a contraceptive mentality if you use NFP, which is not, strictly speaking, it's not contraception. So we're using the term contraceptive in a more, I guess you might say, less literal way. But yes, somebody could have a contraceptive mentality if their goal, for example, was never to have children. You know, we're never going to have children. So we'll use this technique as a way to avoid having children. I would say, you know, having been married for just about 41 years now, that that could very well be a contraceptive mentality. But the refraining from the Marriage Act in NFP itself is not contraceptive, nor would it contain a contraceptive mentality, in my view, if what you mean by that is something that would be sinful. I mean, there's nothing sinful about cooperating with God's plan for our bodies. I think that's does that get to the heart of your question, or is there something more to it?
Well, doesn't the church also specify that it should be used for serious matters? And so, for instance, my husband and I really didn't have a serious reason except for that nobody has children right after getting married. So we waited for about a year before we started trying for our first child. And after that, I felt that we shouldn't take the responsibility of planning the timing of our children. Which was nerve-wracking right after the beginning of our, after the birth of our first child. But anyway, I just feel like, especially with the NFP training, they don't say that, oh, you need to only have a serious reason for this. It's more or less, this is the Catholic Church's way to avoid pregnancy, wink, wink, kind of deal.
Yeah. You know, obviously I wasn't in the class, so I don't know. I mean, I trust you. Whatever you say, I believe you. But I think the more likely word to use would be that you have to have a just reason. You know, is it a just reason? It doesn't necessarily have to be serious, like you have a serious health problem or there's a serious financial problem. If you and your husband say, well, we don't feel as though right now is a good time for us to have a child because we're getting ready to move, or, you know, there could be other reasons for it. And the church doesn't say that you have to have like an urgent or what's the word that you use? A serious reason. Just have a just reason. Anyway, you said nobody gets pregnant right after they get married. Well, Nancy and I did. I think our first child was born about 2 weeks after, I'm sorry, not 2 weeks, 9 months and 2 weeks after we got married. So it does happen. Thanks, Ashley. All right, well, quick pledge drive update from Mary Graham and me right now.
And you know, we need you to join the family here at Relevant Radio. It's real simple. We're asking you to visit our website, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need $2.7 million by the end of this week. 5 days, that's all we've got to generate that revenue. And we need your help. We've had just a handful of calls so far this hour. And if we're going to make our goal by the end of this week, we need everybody who's listening right now to do your part. But you might be thinking, all right, well, what exactly are you asking for? How about something real simple like $240? That's just $20 a month. If you can do that, we have a great prayer journal that we're going to send you to show our appreciation for your help and your support.
Yeah, and it's easy to do. If you want that prayer journal, just go to relevantradio.com. You'll be able to see our progress as we go through the week of Pledge Drive. But as Mary said, we need a very fast start today, Monday, the first day of Pledge Drive. And it's easy. You can make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as we like to say. And if either of those is not available to you, you can always call 877-291-0123.
That's 877-291-0123. You know, as a regular listener here at Relevant Radio myself, I am amazed at how each and every day tuning in, it helps us to grow in our prayer life. And that's one of the most important things here that we want to do for you is to help you grow in holiness. After all, we all want to get to heaven someday. And the way we do that is by staying in a state of grace. And we're providing you the tool you need with this prayer journal. Real simple, $20 a month or $240. It's a great little 5x7 journal. It'll fit nicely in your pocket of your purse or next to your table or chair where you sit and pray each and every night. It's a customized Relevant Radio prayer journal that will aid you in your development of deeper prayer. And each journal will include some basic prayers in it as well. So get your journal now by simply visiting our website, relevantradio.com. You can use the app on your smartphone or tablet. And if you use either of those two digital platforms to make your gift, you'll get the bonus download, which we'll tell you more about that in our next break coming up. But you'll also get a chance to take a look at this prayer journal and also learn more about the special download that is available. Of course, and if the only way to give is by making that phone call, we need to hear from you at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. However you reach out and respond, we just ask you join the family now at 877-291-0123. $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. That's all we are asking for at relevantradio.com using the app or by giving us a call.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
We're back. 888-914-9149 is the number to call. This is a regular show, so you can call in and ask questions or we can discuss whatever's on your mind. 888-914-9149. First of all, I want to mention a couple quick things. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary has just added 455 new words. And a couple of them might surprise you. Dad bod is one. And let me go to the definition of dad bod. It's where is it? So dad bod is defined by the dictionary as a physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular. So that's in there now, dad bod.
Is that a picture of you next to that definition? I think that's you.
I don't think so. I'd like to not think so. So I'm not going to think that that's me. A physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular. Oh, here's some other words, Cyrus. You'll love this. Am I right? But it's spelled A-M-I-R-I-T-E. It's common internet.
Oh, Amorite.
Amorite?
Amorite.
Yeah. Well, not the what is that's a rock of some sort, right? Or a crystal or something.
Amorite.
Am I right? Can I get an amen kind of thing? So the Merriam-Webster Dictionary website says, just as the language never stops evolving, the dictionary never stops expanding, kind of like a middle-aged man's waistline. They didn't say that. I did. New terms and new uses for existing terms are the constant in a living language. The dictionary company said the quick and informal nature of messaging, texting, and tweeting, which has only increased during the pandemic, has contributed to a vocabulary newly rich in efficient and abbreviated expressions. Among them, TBH, for to be honest, that's now considered a word. FTW is an acronym for the win. Oh, that's why you keep typing FTW at the end of all of your text messages to me, Cyrus. Now I get it.
For the record, I do not write in abbreviations.
FTW.
Ever. I don't LOL.
TBH?
I don't do any of that. No.
TBH? No?
No.
I had somebody, it was one of my kids who sent me a text, and it was practically all abbreviation. So I just texted back, could you please just use words? That's all I'm looking for is words. Merriam-Webster explains that FTW is used to especially to express approval or support. In social media, FTW is often used to acknowledge a clever or funny response to a question or meme. It says that am I right? Again, it's spelled A-M-I-R-I-T-E, is a quick way to write am I right? As in English spelling is consistently an inconsistent am I right? It's an example. The coronavirus pandemic also looms large in the collection of new entrants such as super spreader, long COVID, and vaccine passport. I don't like any of those names. Partisan politics contributed more slang to the lexicon, such as whataboutism, which Webster defines as the act or practice of responding to an accusation of wrongdoing by claiming that an offense committed by another is similar or worse. For Britons, the dictionary notes that whataboutery is more commonly used. The dreaded votaramas that have become a fixture in the U.S. Congress is explained this way. A votarama is an unusually large number of debates and votes that happen in one day on a single piece of legislation to which an unlimited number of amendments can be introduced, debated, and voted on. I would like to change votarama to dramarama because I think drama, and that was a group back in the 80s, by the way. Another term comes from the culinary world. And one of them is fluffernutter. Say that three times fast, Cyrus. Fluffernutter.
No.
Fluffernutter.
Not going to do it.
You know what that means? You probably haven't seen that before.
No.
A fluffernutter is the homey sandwich of peanut butter, marshmallow cream, and white bread.
That's not a thing.
Fluffernutter.
That's not a thing that should be in the dictionary.
That could be a dog name. Fluffernutter.
Oh, boy.
Horchata. The cold, sweetened beverage made from ground rice or almonds and usually flavored with cinnamon or vanilla also made the cut, as did chicharron, the popular fried pork belly or pigskin snack. And we already covered dad bod, so.
Hey, I'm seeing, yeah. I'm on the website. I see a couple more on here.
Okay.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
That is a new word. Mm-hmm. Deplatform.
Yeah.
That got added.
That's a real thing.
And vaccine passport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two of those I already covered, but hey.
Yeah, all right.
You did get a new one in there.
I wasn't listening. I was busy reading this
I
list.
I know. Okay, one more story, then we'll go back to the phones. A woman in the UK nearly missed the windfall of a lifetime after almost tossing out a $3 million diamond because, fill in the blank, because she thought it was fake. 70-year-old woman, she wants to remain anonymous. She found the pound coin-sized diamond while cleaning out her home in England. And she couldn't recall where or when she had procured this. And she thought, well, she was always buying trinkets, especially at garage sales. She always visited car trunk sales and bought trinkets, according to an auctioneer at Feet and Bees Auctioneers. But never once did she think that it was a real diamond. So she mistook the bauble as a knockoff because it had been in a box along with her wedding band and a number of other low-value costume jewelry. I'm sorry to say that that means her wedding band, I guess, was low-value costume jewelry. So she decided to take it out and look at it. She was about to put it on, and then she decided, now I'm going to throw it away. So she was just about to throw it into the trash can when a neighbor who saw her doing this said, yeah, you might want to go get that appraised. So she did, and it was appraised at just under $3 million, a 34-carat diamond, just under $3 million. So there's it. That's it. That's the story. How do you feel about that, Cyrus?
I was just thinking, I hope she listens to Relevant Radio.
This would be the perfect time for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
For her to make a pledge. Yep. Yeah, we'll accept a $3 million diamond as pledge drive.
Yeah, if we take used cars, I'm pretty sure we'll take that $3 million diamond off our hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if we can get in touch with her. In the meantime, let's talk to Joseph in Minneapolis. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Patrick. I'm just getting to you. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, after receiving a number of Facebook messages from friends yesterday, friends who are not Catholic, who were celebrating what I guess they call Reformation Sunday, messages like Happy Reformation Sunday and Celebrate Reformation Sunday. I'm just wondering, is there a proper response to that?
Well, I look at the so-called Reformation Day, October 31st, as the memorial of a grievous wound that was inflicted on the body of Christ, beginning with Martin Luther. I mean, this is not something to celebrate, the ravages of division and internecine warfare that erupted as a result of what he did, I think is a baleful day in the history of the church, not something that I would ever celebrate. Interestingly, Joseph, there was an article that I posted on my blog that was a sermon by a Protestant minister who was talking about Reformation Day. And I think what I'd like to do is maybe when we come back, I have to take a break here in a few minutes, but when we come back, I'd like to maybe share part of that with you on the air. The title of the blog post that I put, this is going back about 8-9 years, One Protestant Minister's Unusual Reformation Day Sermon. And I blogged it because I was on Reformation Day, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, I happened to walk into a Protestant church in the neighborhood of where my church is, my Catholic church. So I'd just gone to Mass, and I was by myself, so I thought, well, I'll pop in and see what the Protestant folk are doing. So they were having their big Reformation Day celebration, and the minister was preaching about how it brought the light of Christ, the light of the gospel, to a darkened world. And of course, what he means is that, you know, in his view, the Catholic Church was obscuring or deforming the gospel, and it was a great and wonderful thing that Martin Luther and the other reformers brought the Bible out into the open, that kind of stuff. And not true. I mean, not consistent with church history. But in any case, that prompted me to share on my website this sermon. So if you don't mind, Joseph, when we come back from the break in a few minutes, I'll share some of that with you. I think he gave some really good points that would respond to your question. Does that sound good?
You know, that sounds great. Another thing that came to my mind is the book that you mentioned from time to time, and I don't know if that fits into this particular situation, but the book by Tim Drake, There We Stood, Here We Stand.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, these are people that I've known since childhood, and I'm 61 now, mm-hmm. and I want to be as gracious as I can, and I just feel that when I respond, if there is a response, sometimes no response is a response too, but it just turns my stomach.
Yeah, mine too. It's a very sad thing to consider all the damage that has been done in the name of quote-unquote Reformation. No disrespect intended to any Protestant people. I mean, they weren't there when this happened, so I don't blame them. But in any case, you'll notice that it was all done in the name of Scripture alone, and that was the engine that generated so much disunity, because Luther and the others all championed the idea of Scripture alone, but all of them reading Scripture came to various different conclusions and could not agree with one another on what exactly Scripture meant. So that's a whole topic unto itself. I do have to take a break, though, Joseph, so stick around, stand by. And when we get on the other side of this quick timeout, I'll be talking with Mary Graham again about Pledge Drive. I'll share with you some of that interesting sermon by a Protestant minister about the so-called Reformation Day celebration. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Take a listen to this miracle moment and hear how listening to Relevant Radio changes lives.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Bill in Lake Mary, Florida, saying he's been away from the Catholic Church for 40 years. He recently found Relevant Radio and desires the Eucharist, but is kind of ashamed to go to confession. So he's praying that he will find the courage to receive those sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist. And yeah, we'll pray for you, Bill.
We will pray for you, Bill. And you'll be so happy when you go to confession. Of course, you always have the right to go anonymously. Welcome back. Welcome home.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life?
Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Ask about making a recurring gift.
You know, as we look at this past year and a half, it's been kind of a crazy roller coaster for many of us. And Relevant Radio is played such an important role in everybody's lives. We've kept people grounded together. We've brought you the Mass and other special spiritual gifts that we've brought to you. We've got some great stuff coming up here in the near future as well. We'll be praying for your loved ones during this month of the Holy Souls. Advent is just around the corner. And then don't forget, special Christmas programming is coming your way. It only happens when you reach out and respond and help join the family here at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. But remember, always when you give your gift at relevantradio.com or you use the app, we always have a special bonus for you.
Yeah, speaking of a special bonus, boy, do we have a special bonus for you today. This is a digital download, brand new content, something you've never heard before. And this is from our very own Father Richard Simon. He does a fantastic program every day, Father Simon says. And what's really great about it is, well, there are several things really great about it. He's a walking theological dictionary. So he's extremely erudite. He knows a lot of information that you'll find fascinating. He's also very funny. And he has a brilliant way of weaving his humor into his teaching. So we want to make sure that you get this digital download, which you will get if you make your pledge for Relevant Radio's pledge drive at the relevantradio.com website or by using your Relevant Radio app. It's something that we'd like to sweeten the deal with when you make your pledge digitally.
That's right. Make that gift now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. But of course, to get the bonus download, you need to either give at the website or by using the app. Real simple, we have a very special premium today if you make a special gift of $20 a month or one-time gift of $240. In addition to the download, when you give at the website or on the app, you will also receive this fabulous prayer journal. Prayer journal comes on if you make the phone call too. I don't want to confuse you on that one. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. It's a great way to take your spiritual life and your prayer life to the next level by opening up that prayer journal.
Yeah, I have Cyrus's prayer journal here. I thought maybe I'd read a page or two on the air.
No.
Well, you know, one great thing about a prayer journal, by the way, some really interesting stuff in yours, Cyrus. May I say to you, 877-291-0123 is the number to call, or go to relevantradio.com and make your pledge there, or use the Relevant Radio app.
Compelling insights, unpredictable conversations, encouragement for your day. It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio.
All right, before the break, I had a fascinating call from a listener who asked about, what do you say when people around you are celebrating the so-called Reformation Day, which is generally celebrated on October the 31st, and it coincides with a celebration of Martin Luther beginning the process of what we know today of as Protestantism, which didn't exist 500 and some odd years ago. But once Martin Luther posted the 95 Theses, or at least it was issued, there's a debate as to whether or not he actually did post that on the door of the cathedral in Wittenberg, Germany. But in any case, regardless of how that was done, that's what really catalyzed what we know of today as the Protestant Reformation. So I posted a little something on my website, and you can easily get to it by, you know what we'll do? We'll just make it simple. We'll post a link to it so you can read it directly, and you'll be able to find that on the show Twitter feed, which is at P Madrid Show, or you can go to relevantradio.com and find it there. Here's what I wrote, and then I'll share a little bit with you from the Protestant minister. I said, one Sunday some years ago, I slipped into the back of a large Methodist church in my area to hear a sermon delivered by the pastor. It had been advertised for several days on the marquee on the lawn out front of the handsome neo-Gothic stone edifice. I really wanted to hear what he had to say that particular Sunday. Why that particular Sunday? Well, the occasion of his sermon was what Protestants celebrate as Reformation Sunday, in remembrance of the sad, tragic rebellion against the Catholic Church. Of course, that's my take on what Reformation Sunday symbolizes. The pastor whose sermon I heard that day had a view of what happened in 1517, much different from my own. For him, it was the celebration of the glorious, quote-unquote, triumph of the gospel over Rome. As you might imagine, those 30 minutes I spent standing in the back of that church packed with sincere, devout Protestants were not enjoyable, but they were certainly instructive. That sermon recalled to my mind so many things that so many Protestants badly misunderstand when assessing what really happened in the early 16th century as Martin Luther and crew launched their rebellion against the ancient Catholic faith, historic Christianity, the Catholic Church, the three being one and the same thing. When the pastor's fiery sermon, much of which dwelt on the quote-unquote evils of Romanism, concluded and the service continued, I slipped back outside and thought that so many sincere, though sincerely misguided Protestants were celebrating such a catastrophic event in the history of the church. I was nonetheless also grateful for that minister's powerful reminder of why the problem of the Reformation is such a problem, and why should things like that never have played out the way they did. The truth is that the Reformation was a profound tragedy that has inflicted a deep and gaping wound to the body of Christ. Reformation Day should be mourned and lamented, not celebrated, and as if it were some sort of victory to be jubilated. So here are some of the things that this minister said. He said, now, not the minister that I heard that day, but this was an article of a different minister whose comment on Reformation Day, something I thought people should listen to. He said, I must begin by telling you that I do not like to preach on Reformation Sunday. Actually, I have to put it more strongly than that. I do not like Reformation Sunday, period. I do not understand why it is part of the church year. Reformation Sunday, he said, does not name a happy event for the church Catholic. On the contrary, it names failure. Of course, the church rightly names failure, or at least horror, as part of our church year. We do, after all, go through the crucifixion as part of Holy Week. Certainly, if the Reformation is to be narrated rightly, it is to be narrated as part of those dark days. Reformation names the disunity in which we currently stand. We who remain in the Protestant tradition want to say that the Reformation was a success, but when we make Reformation a success, it only ends up killing us. After all, the very name Protestantism is meant to denote a reform movement of protest within the Catholic Church. When Protestantism becomes an end in itself, which it certainly has through the mainstream denominations in America, it becomes anathema. If we no longer have broken hearts at the church's division, then we cannot help but unfaithfully celebrate Reformation Sunday. And here's the last part. And he has more, and I'd like you to read the whole thing if you'd like to. He says, for example, note what the Reformation has done for our reading texts like that which we hear from Luke this morning. We Protestants automatically assume that the Pharisees are the Catholics. They are the self-righteous people who have made Christianity a form of legalistic religion, thereby destroying the free grace of the gospel. We Protestants are the tax collectors, knowing that we are sinners and that our lives depend upon God's free grace. And therefore, we are better than the Catholics because we know they are sinners. What an odd irony that the Reformation made such readings possible. He says, as Protestants, we now take pride in the acknowledgement of our sinfulness in order to distinguish ourselves from Catholics who allegedly believe in works righteousness. Unfortunately, he says, the Catholics are right. Christian salvation consists in works. To be saved is to be made holy. To be saved requires our being made a part of people scattered from the world, separated from the world, so that we can be united in spite of, or perhaps better, because of the world's fragmentation and divisions. Unity, after all, is what God has given us through Christ's death and resurrection. And there's plenty more where that came from, so we'll get a link to that for you. I'd encourage you to read it. The author in question is Stanley Hauerwas. Fascinating look at the Protestant Reformation. I hope that answers your question, sir. The gentleman who called. We're going to take a quick time out, talk about Pledge Drive with Mary Graham right now.
We are in the final 6 minutes of the first hour of Pledge Drive here with Mary Graham and Patrick Madrid. We need $2.7 million by the end of the week. And Patrick, we have had roughly 36 gifts come in. 36 people have said, I'm going to help support this network. We need that's very small. We need a lot more than that. So in this last 6 minutes, let's see if we can't get another 25, 30 people who will reach out at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or tablet. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Let's keep the phones ringing and keep those gifts coming in at the website, relevantradio.com, or by using the app on your smartphone. $20 a month. That's all we're asking today. It's a very special gift we have for you.
Yes, indeed. We do have to get off to a quick start today, as you said, Mary. And we can, but it's going to require more people going to relevantradio.com, making their pledge there, or calling 877-291-0123. Don't forget the Relevant Radio app, by the way. Now, you heard me talking a little bit about the Protestant Reformation, a question that a listener had brought up. The reason I draw your attention to that is because where else are you going to find solid Catholic, biblical, historical answers to the kinds of questions that people ask? I mean, they need answers, they deserve answers, and we provide those answers here at Relevant Radio.
Adam said he loves the answers he's getting. Adam listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico, made a special gift of $15. Thank you to Anna, made a $20 gift. We do have Angela, a brand new donor listening in Wausau, Wisconsin, $1 a day. Thank you for your support. And Joan, thank you so much in Los Angeles, made that special gift of $1,200. Can you do it too? Can you join the family right now at relevantradio.com? Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You know, we just wrapped up Halloween last night. Probably got lots of candy. Well, think about all the money that went into that candy. Let's see if we can't get some good spiritual candy going by keeping this radio station going.
Spiritual candy. I like that. That's a new way of looking at it. Yeah, let's get out our trick-or-treat pumpkin basket and ask for that. Yeah, definitely we need to do that. The thing I'd like to do right now is ask you to help us catapult to where we need to be this morning with maybe a larger gift. Perhaps you're in a position where you could give a gift of $10,000 or $15,000. Often those tend to roll in toward the end of the week. But why don't we do it differently? Let's have some of those gifts as well right now, and we can get off to a fast start. And you can make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app.
Make that gift now. It's relevantradio.com or use the app. There's a couple of people called in. Thank you so much. We need another 30 people who will reach out and respond during this last few minutes of this hour. Will you be one of those people? Either visit the website, relevantradio.com, use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Very special things coming up here in the next couple of months here at Relevant Radio, and everybody knows that Advent is just around the corner, and we definitely do some special things as Catholics during the Advent time, but we don't want to forget that November is the month of the Holy Souls, and we're going to be praying for your loved ones who've passed away. You can simply stop by the website, fill out the form, let us know who we need to be praying for. At the same time, make your gift at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123.
One thing that I hear on a regular basis, I do a lot of traveling and I speak at parish events all around the country, and Relevant Radio listeners are there in force. And I hear over and over again how grateful you listeners are to Relevant Radio praying for you and praying with you and all the opportunities for prayer every day. So, of course, throughout the day, but also in a particular way at Mass at noon Central, the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 p.m. Central, and the Family Rosary Across America. Huge, huge audience for that. 7 p.m. Central every evening. So that by itself is a massive reason to support Relevant Radio. Just the prayer factor by itself, not counting all the other things. So think about that as you make your decision today to help with Pledge Drive.
877-291-0123. This is how we do it. 20 more people in the next minute will make our goal for this hour. We need your help at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. $20 a month, and we will send you this fabulous prayer journal. Help you grow in your spirituality and in your prayer life. Join the family.